Amplitude modulation volume 2 brought to you by the nicest Evolve Music and HMS Studios. Only on KCAA 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind. We'll be right back.
This last week was like a total breakdown.
I wouldn't be seen dead with a living work of art.
Nowadays, a fact is what has been translated into words of images. Those qualities, these forms to combine fact abstract me upon opinion. Public face is wit.
Drop this jiggery pokery and talk straight turkey. The word is out.
What does that say?
I'm not too often concerned about this. It's just a failure.
How about that?
There'll probably be some music. We managed to find a quiet corner.
Professor McClure.
Our time is a time for crossing barriers, for erasing old categories, for probing around. When two seemingly disparate elements are imaginatively posed, put in apposition in new and unique ways, startling discoveries often result. Medium of our time, electric circuitry, profoundly involves men with one another. Information pours instantaneously and continuously. As soon as information is acquired, it's very rapidly replaced by still newer information. Our electrically configured world has forced us to move from the habit of date classification to the mode of pattern recognition.
Block by block.
We can no longer build serials, block by block, step by step, because instant communication ensures that all factors of the environment and of experience coexist in a state of active
interest.
Active interest.
There ain't no grammatical errors in a non-literate society.
All media work us over completely. They are so pervasive in their
personal,
political,
economic,
aesthetic,
psychological,
moral,
ethical,
and social consequences that they leave no part of us untouched, unaffected, unaltered. The medium is the massage.
The medium is the massage.
Any understanding of social and cultural change is impossible without a knowledge of the way media work as environments.
Everything we do is music.
Human beings burn.
my best, and I'm the best. Quick draw like Drake, then yeah, I'm a big draw boy, jumping like sauce, coaching you like magic. This cataclysm, just like Smash Cabbage, having the right system of spine and scapula, spectacularly propelling you backwards over the edge of the track.
KCAA 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
Now that we have made our way away from the sky apple, you will notice from your new knowledge, experience, and the distance from the crust to the mantle to the core is much greater than previous measurements. And as we have penciled in as lyricists in this time period, we experiment with a myriad of new findings different from the supposed truths. The ample evidence we presented, it complemented our argument that everything is impermanent, not static or at a settled standstill, as the opposite of it has suggested, is legitimate. And finally, a reminder that the precious metals and ores mined for goodly in the earth's surface sediment cannot compare to the infinite introspective splendor, if you will, represented by the treasures indicative of our entrance into the earth's center and summit, isn't it?
Yes, yes,
yes! Well, yes, yes, yes. You're dealing with lyricistness. Fresh, fresh, fresh.
You want test.
Surely you just look. Let's just skip. One thing correct before you step. Focus on breath, breath, breath. One rep. Breath, breath, breath. Select yet another set of styles. Yup, yup, yup. Each one's hard as records. I got flex, flex, flex. Project protection. I'm collecting text, text, text. While you're caught up thinking rap is just sex, sex, sex. And more flesh, flesh, flesh. Robbing the soul of its precious sensuousness. Most of these rappers talk at the outside of they neck. What the heck? It's more and more suckers. It's getting time for less, 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 and less. Lesson one, if aiming to impress, press, press. You gotta do it yourself, quiet. If my work is respected, I collect checks, checks, checks. They can all bounce, and if they do, I got an ounce at the rest. So
it's
I ain't stressed.
Water, water
stress.
Weapons, baby, haven't you heard of all the tongues on different planes and left the boundaries blurred? And I taught Neanderthal to use the rotary phone. I kicked the devil in his neck without my rosary on.
And I checked out the vampire's nest. Sans gall exists as all it's then without the crucifix. Punched the wooden stake deep inside his chest. Pinned him, crashing around to the bottom of his sarcophagus. Riding around to the only thing left were little scraps of nothingness and scattered all about him.
All different shapes and sizes going
but
round,
all of one entity
that I brought together for my pleasure. Watch this now. Your last dinner in my chamber where I taper weapons from a rusty
and you'll get it.
You get your steak in it. Seeds of vinaigrette. Save with your cigarette. Cause I'ma tape your lips. Become my marionette. You curtsy pirouette. And when my blade caress, I scrape my bayonet. You lose your favorite leg. I love that fragrance. Playful pet. Yes, I'm the patron saint of dangerous. You slinging later. You driving major. Over some later rest.
Over the sunset's edge. Edge.
Edge.
Edge. Edge. Edge. Edge. Edge.
I am an avatar and messenger. I am an avatar and messenger. I am an avatar and messenger. I am an avatar and messenger.
I am an avatar and messenger sent to the end of a kalpa, a world age, to bring a new dispensation for humanity, a new covenant and a new consciousness. I am the same spirit who appeared here in the Mayan period as Quetzalcoatl and incarnated at various other points in human history. Like Avalokiteshvara, the Tibetan Buddha of compassion, Quetzalcoatl is an archetypal god form that occasionally takes human rebirth to accomplish a specific mission. As foretold, I am also the Zadik, the righteous one, and the gatherer of the sparks of the Kabbalah, as well as the once and future king promised by Arthurian legend. I do not let anything interrupt me in my quest for truth, neither fear nor indifference, poverty nor cynicism. In the realm of thought, I practice warrior discipline. As gravity draws matter to it, I have pulled myself back into manifestation in this realm from the depths of cosmic space, piece by piece and bit by bit, reassembling the component parts, the sparks of thought that make up my being, which is primarily a form or vibrational level of consciousness. Soon, there will be a great change to your world. The material reality that surrounds you is beginning to crack apart, and with it, all of your illusions. The global capitalist system that is currently devouring your planetary resources will soon self-destruct, leaving many of you bereft. But understand the nature of paradox. For those who follow my words and open their hearts and their minds, for those who have ears to hear, there is no problem whatsoever. What is false must die, so what is true can be born. You are, right now, living at a time of revelation, apocalypse, and the fulfillment of prophecy. Let there be no doubt. You stand at the edge of the abyss. What are those shadows that crowd around you? They are the unintegrated aspects of your own psyche, projected into material form. The word apocalypse means uncovering. And in these last clock ticks of this world age, all must be revealed, uncovered, so that all can be known. You have just a few years yet remaining to prepare the vehicle for your higher self. Use them preciously. For those who have gained knowledge of the nature of time, a few years, even a few days, a minute, can be an eternity. For those sleepwalking through reality, time exists only to be wasted, as they too will be wasted in their turn. Reality, as you currently experience it, is something like a waking dream. It is a projection, or let us say an interface, disguising deeper and more intensified levels of being and knowing. For those who are ready and willing, the doors to those other levels now stand open. Those who have expended their lives in the pursuit of egocentric and material gains, without courage or originality, without fighting for human freedom or the preservation of the planetary environment, will also receive the rewards that they deserve. The materiality of your universe is a solid-state illusion. What is this universe? It is a poem that writes itself. It is a song that sings itself into being. This universe has no origin and no end. What you are currently experiencing as the accelerated evolution of technology can now be recognized for what it is, a transition between two forms of consciousness and two planetary states. Consciousness is technology, the only technology that exists. Everything in this universe is conscious at its own level and in the process of transformation to higher or lower states. The first principle of my being is unconditional love.
KCAA 1050 AM amplitude modulation.